Hello.
Hello. Hi, Gerard. Let's see who else answers. Ivan. No, Ivan. Damn it. Sorry. Sorry for my language. And hello. And here's another chance for me to make mistakes. I don't know if it's Amen. Amen. I don't know how to pronounce your name correctly. Welcome. Can you tell us how to pronounce your name, please?
Hello everyone. My name is Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, thank you. Your voice is a little soft for me. I don't know if you can turn your volume up a little or if others hear you more clearly.
No.
Is it clear now?
Clearer.
Very clear, just not very loud for me.
Problem is with my voice.
Maybe I have a sometimes soft voice too. Are you using a headset?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't hear any static, so it's clear. It's just not as loud as I usually hear others. And we were laughing because I have a real challenge. Because when I see this name, I grew up learning Ivan, and so I automatically, my fossilized learning, I say, "Hi, Ivan," and then I remember that's not the way you're supposed to pronounce his name. And Ivan, I'm still trying to learn it correctly, and he doesn't care. He laughs at me because I laugh at myself. And
Your name easy to pronounce, easy to spell.
easy for others, huh? And it looks like only three of us. I was excited to think we might have a group of seven today. But so far, just the three of us. Maybe others will join in. So, have you started reading the book? Amen. Have you started reading the book?
I didn't.
You have not. Okay. So, and you had said that you would like to sort of listen today and get a feel for how our classes might go. From your writing on Loop, I'm guessing that you can follow pretty quickly. Are you able to understand my pace of speaking so far? Okay, so you seem to understand well and write fairly well. So stop us, please, if you need us to slow down. But otherwise, we will jump in. So I know that Gerard and Ivan have been reading along with us. So have you finished the book yet, Ivan?
Not, no. I didn't finish because I want to do it together with you.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So you're stopping yourself. So you have read chapter 17 and maybe 18?
Only 17.
Only 17. Okay. And it's a long-ish chapter, so we might get through it today. Not sure. And Gerard, have you refreshed yourself on chapter 17?
Yes, I reread up to chapter 20.
Okay, so you're ready to go. So no one has replied to my short post on the site again, trying to get activity both in the live classes and in our book group. But it's hard, but we keep trying. But I had a few lines in this chapter that, as usual, talked to me louder than others. Do either of you have any questions, comments before we start, or do you just want to start reading and discussing?
I'd like we start reading and discussing.
Yes, it's okay for me.
All right, so I'm going to go first today. We'll go Holly. We'll go, let's see, G, H, I. We can't go Holly first if we go alphabetical order. So we'll do, let's see, can we spell a word? No, but we'll do Holly, Ivan, Ivan, Gerard. I'm trying to avoid having to say his name because I don't say it right. But here we go. Chapter 17. And Amen, do you have the book open so that you can follow along with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so chapter 17. When we see all capitals, it's the loudspeaker talking. Today is declared an unscheduled holiday. Ooh, something new and different. Jonas, his parents, and Lily all turned in surprise and looked at the wall speaker from which the announcement had come. It happened so rarely and was such a treat for the entire community when it did. Today is declared an unscheduled holiday. Adults were exempted from the day's work. Children from school and training and volunteer hours. The substitute laborers, who would be given a different holiday, took over all the necessary tasks, nurturing, food delivery, and care of the old. And the community was free. Jonas cheered, "Yeah!" and put his homework folder down. He had been about to leave for school. School was less important to him now, and before much more time passed, his formal schooling would end. But still, for 12s, though they had begun their adult training, there were the endless lists of rules to be memorized and the newest technology to be mastered. So how would you like it if there were no scheduled holidays? Never, never, never. And you only got a day off when the loudspeaker said, "Today is declared an unscheduled holiday."
I like to schedule everything.
Spontaneity is not your thing, huh?
I can change my plans, but I like to have some agenda.
You know, it's actually interesting, as I read this now and as I listen to your reaction, I'm thinking about how technology is, the newest technology to be mastered is part of how I sort of envision school of the future. Is that it's just enabling people to access resources that are there and learn in their own way. And there might be old-fashioned schooling for students who prefer that style. And there might be lots more spontaneity and freedom for those that have their smartphone and want to take a walk and study English vocabulary while they're watching the leaves fall. There might be a lot of difference in the future. And if you check all of your rules that say you must complete your work, you can learn any way you want to. I have no idea what's in store for the future, for sure, but I expect more and more school and work to adapt to a different routine.
It's not only with school, it's not only with education, it's with job, with our jobs. Most of them we do remotely, it's okay for now. We do it in times when we want to do. So it's, we have a lot of freedom.
Some of us, sometimes. And part of the questions I ask myself about loop so often, and Gerard has suggested in the past finding other sites that have someone to talk to right now, whenever right now is for you. So instead of having to worry about converting GMT time or scheduling your day around a scheduled teacher's time, you just join when you want to. And that's becoming part of an expectation for many learners now, too. It's a different world. So here in The Giver, they're trying to control, absolutely control. But today is declared an unscheduled holiday. Party! A very unusual day in the community. Why do you think they scheduled it? Why was today declared an unscheduled day?
I'm wondering whether what's unusual, a holiday or an unscheduled holiday?
Right. We don't know for sure, I don't think. I haven't heard any, I don't recall any mention of a scheduled holiday. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we know the answer for sure.
But I think the more surprising thing is something unscheduled in this community, because everything is scheduled. So I don't know whether they have a holiday a week or something. I think they should have one at least.
One a week?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so. In the Givers community, I don't think they have any such thing as a 5 or 6 day work week. My feeling is that every day is scheduled, but with the same routine. But I don't know that. I'm assuming that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we really know.
Yes, it's not clear what's unusual here.
We know that they don't know about opening gifts, or that we know they don't celebrate birthdays. We know about the annual ceremonies, but I don't know of any other mention of a special day. So what do you suppose is going to happen? Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
Ivan, why don't you continue to read on? We'll see what happens with this unscheduled. Put down your commitments and go.
But I'm sorry for my voice. I have little cold.
Ah, would you rather not read today?
It's okay for me.
Okay.
Same if I should stop.
Okay.
he wished his parents, sister, and Gabe a happy day. Rode down the bicycle path looking for Asher. He had not taken the pills now for 4 weeks. The stirrings had returned, and he felt a little guilty and embarrassed about the pleasurable dreams that came to him as he slept. But he knew he could not go back to the world of no feeling that he had lived in so long. And his new heightened feelings permitted a greater realm than simply his sleep. Though he knew that his failure to take the pills accounted for some of it, he thought that the feelings came also from the memories. Now he could see all of the colors, and he could keep them too. So that the trees and grass and bushes stayed green in his vision. Gabriel's rosy cheeks stayed pink, even when he slept. And apples were always, always red.
Okay, let's stop there for a minute. So I'm wondering what Amen is thinking as she's listening to this, because she has not started the book. And I didn't ask if you've seen the movie or if you know much about the story or not. Amen. But in this giver community, the residents, the citizens, see no color except for the receivers. And Jonas now has been not taking his required daily pill because he's a receiver in training and he doesn't have to. So 4 weeks without the pill. What do you think, guys? How different is Jonas?
But I think the decision of not taking the pills, it was Jonas's.
Mm-hmm.
Jonas's did is not that they said to him don't take the pills.
Right, but it's his new power, so he's able to lie. He can lie if he wants to.
Yes. I'm wondering whether the giver take his pills.
Yeah, I had the same thought. What do you think?
Being rebellious.
Yes, rebellion. He's learning that rebellion is possible. It's been totally trained out of him until this new experience.
I like rebellious kids.
Yeah. I'm reminded of your recent post about children as thieves. So permit, permeate. Two syllables in permit. Three in permeate. So permeated. We need that extra syllable. Four syllables in permeated. So heightened feelings permeated a greater realm than simply his sleep. So he's seeing colors, little rosy cheeks on Gabriel. Apples are red. Red was the first color he saw. Life is exciting now, and he's got a day off. But he's the only one seeing these colors. So life is strange for Jonas. 4 weeks, I wonder what else he is feeling.
Shall I continue?
Sure.
Now, through the memories, he had seen oceans and mountain lakes and the streams that gurgled through woods. And now he saw the familiar white river beside the path differently. He saw all of the light and color and history it contained and carried in its slow-moving water. And he knew that there was an elsewhere from which it came, and elsewhere to which it was going.
Please read that again. That's important to think about, that last sentence.
And he knew that there was an elsewhere from which it came, and an elsewhere to which it was going.
So he knows more. He knows more. He feels more. Go ahead.
On this unexpected casual holiday, he felt happy, as he always had on holidays, but with a deeper happiness than ever before, thinking, as he always did, about precision of language. Jonas realized that it was a new depth of feelings that he was experiencing. Somehow they were not at all the same as the feelings that every evening, in every dwelling, every citizen analyzed with endless talk.
So what's happening to him? This new depth of feeling, italicized for emphasis. Jonas realized that it was a new depth of feelings that he was experiencing. So in their established family units and their ultra-controlled lives, something is different for him. How would you try to imagine or explain what he is probably experiencing now?
I think his most important problem is he can share his experience.
Right, and isn't that so important, right? To feel connected. So he only has the giver that he can share with. And now he's got a day off, when is usually the chance to share, right?
And he must feel sad because his other peers cannot feel in the same way.
You agree with that? You think he feels sad about Ivan, what about not being able to share?
I'm not sure.
Right? Because he knows both the good and the bad. Yeah? I think he's debating this, yeah.
I think it's a very usual situation for any human to have new feelings. Since we grow up, we change our mind, we have new feelings, and sometimes we cannot share because we just cannot. We just don't know how to share these feelings. So it's pretty usual for all.
It's funny, when I hear you say that, I feel like every day when I try to talk to my husband and he just doesn't understand me.
Yes,
I can't share the depth of my feelings. He just thinks I'm crazy.
Yes. When
wait a minute, yes? Wait.
When my wife tries to share her feelings with me, I just tell her, okay, how much? That's all.
Interesting. All right, so for pronunciation, these, this, right? These, this. And they used gurgle, right? Gurgle or gargle? I forget which they used in this reading. Where is it? Where's gurgle? Gurgle. Lakes and streams that gurgled through the woods. So gurgle is usually used when you're describing the sound of water. A bubbling brook gurgles as it gets trapped between rocks or between a log and rocks. And gargle, when you use mouthwash, and you put some mouthwash in your mouth and you go gook sound, that's a gargle. So you gargle in your mouth with liquid, and gurgling is what you usually use as the similar sound, but the word for water in a river or lake or stream. Gurgling is a little bit louder than burbling or bubbling. So all of these types of words are used to try to describe that sound. And when Ivan spoke, and I don't know if it was because of your cold or something to point out, but I heard you say science instead of since we are born. So science, two syllables, since, one syllable.
Yes,
just to think about. And mistakes are fine. I'm just trying to point out things that might be helpful. Yeah. More comments? Questions? So it's a vacation day, yay! You woke up thinking you had to work today, had to study, go to school, and then the announcement. It's a free day. But, continuing.
Your turn.
Yep. I felt angry because someone broke the play area rules, Lily had said once, making a fist with her small hand to indicate her fury. So if she's furious, I felt angry because someone broke the play area rules, Lily had said once. Her family, Jonas among them, had talked about the possible reasons for rule-breaking and the need for understanding and patience until Lily's fist had relaxed and her anger was gone. So Jonas is thinking back to the endless discussions of the rules and how you are supposed to do things, and that's no longer an important part of his life. Very different. But Lily had not felt anger, Jonas realized now. Shallow impatience and exasperation. That was all Lily had felt. Precision of language. He knew that with certainty, because now he knew what anger was. Now he had, in the memories, experienced injustice and cruelty, and he had reacted with rage that welled up so passionately inside him that the thought of discussing it calmly at the evening meal was unthinkable. "I felt sad today," he had heard his mother say, and they had comforted her. But now Jonas had experienced real sadness. He had felt grief. He knew that there was no quick comfort for emotions like those. These were deeper, and they did not need to be told. They were felt. So I will stop there and ask, do you agree with that in your usual life, if you're comfortable talking about it? Do you agree that the stronger emotions do not need to be told?
I think it strongly depends on people, on the man, on the human. Some people need to talk about everything.
No other comments.
But what does he mean with they don't need to be told?
Ever the thinker. So he's 4 weeks without his pills. So what does he mean when he says that? Good question, actually. He's recognizing that all of the other family unit members and friends and people he knows in his community don't feel these. He knows all they know is the minor emotions. They don't know what the strong emotions really are, because the receivers took all that, so they don't have to feel the strong emotions. So on a scale of 1 to 10, everyone else stays maybe between 3 and 7, right? They don't get to feel either end. 3 and 8, 4 and 7, I'm not sure. But they don't get to feel the strong emotions. They only hover in the middle. So what does he mean when he says...
I think now I understand. He means that when he is really sad or angry, it's visible that he is angry. He doesn't need to say, I'm angry or I'm sad.
Or he doesn't have to, right? He doesn't have to follow any of the rules really now. Many. Doesn't have to follow many of the rules now. So he knows that it's different, and he knows the precision of language and he knows that the others don't know the precision of language. So it reminds me of new learners of English who might say, I'm angry, and angry might not be the most precise word. I'm good, I'm nice, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm bad, right? You learn the simpler adjectives, and there often are more accurate, precise words that could be used. And sometimes we miscommunicate, and he's realizing that there has been a lot of miscommunication because they don't know any better. So is it miscommunication? And how can he deal with that when he knows that they won't understand? Let's read on and find out.
Asher, he spied his friend's bicycle leaning against a tree at the edge of the playing field. Nearby, other bikes were strewn about on the ground. On a holiday, the usual rules of order could be disregarded. He skidded to a stop and dropped his own bike beside the others. Hey, Ash, he shouted, looking around. There seemed to be no one in the play area. Where are you? Phew! A child's voice coming from behind a nearby bush made the sounds. Pow, pow, pow. A female 11 named Tanya staggered forward from where she had been hiding. Dramatically, she clutched her stomach and stumbled about in a zigzag pattern, groaning. You got me, she called, and fell to the ground, grinding. Blam! Jonas, standing on the side of the playing field, recognized Asher's voice. He saw his friend aiming an imaginary weapon in his hand, dart from behind one tree to another. Blam! You in my line of ambush. Jonas, watch out!
Yeah, so we want more sound. These are kids playing as if they are shooting each other. Blam! Gotcha! Blam! So I feel similarly to Jonas when this happens here, because I grew up with three brothers who played these horrible games frequently, and they always have bothered me. I don't like kids playing with guns. And now you'll see that it's going to disturb Jonas as well now, because he knows more now. And I'm surprised that, wondering how, why the instinct is for these children to play as if they are shooting each other. Where did they learn that? Where did that come from? And
yes,
where does it come from around the world today? Where do kids learn that? From habitat? Is that what you're saying, Amit? So they learn it from watching others. How? When do they learn that? In today's world, it's so... In my today's world here in the U.S., it's almost impossible for a child not to be confronted with seeing that in movies or advertisements or magazines or on a smartphone or in a cartoon. And it happened in cartoons when I was a child. But where and why, and in this community, where and why? Why are they allowing that memory to stay enough for kids to play?
Shall I continue?
Yeah, well, I'm just, any thoughts on that? Is it an innate thing? Is it learned by observing, or is it something that's just in us?
I think we are going to know that.
Okay, then continue. Amen. I'm sorry.
You want me to continue reading?
Oh, would you like to read too? Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. So let's see. We were. So we'll go. Excellent. H I A G. Is that okay, Gerard?
Okay.
Okay. So, amen. Go ahead.
Is it amen? Jonas stepped back. He moved behind Asher's bike and knelt so that he was out of sight. It was a game he had often played with the other children, a game of good guys and bad guys, a harmless pastime that used up their contained energy and ended only when they all lay poses in freakish postures on the ground. He had never recognized it before as a game of war. Attack! The shout came from behind the small storehouse, where play equipment was kept. Three children dashed forward, their imaginary weapons in firing position. From the opposite side of the field came an opposing shout. Counterattack! From their hiding places, a horde of children, Jonas recognized Fiona in the group, emerged, running in a crouched position, firing across the field. Several of them stopped, grabbed their own shoulders and chests with exaggerated gestures, and pretended to be hit. They dropped to the ground and lay suppressing giggles.
Okay, let's stop there, please. Thank you. Nice reading, nice pronunciation, nice strong voice. Often in American English, silent T, I do hear British English speakers speak the T more often, often. But in American English, it's silent. And postures. So when you make a pose, you posture yourself, postures. And you might want to check our pronunciation group and lesson on ED endings. I'm hearing some mispronunciations of past tense endings. But otherwise, very clear, nice voice. So suppressing giggles, and I'm anticipating what Jonas's reaction is going to be, and Gerard can read that.
Okay. Feeling surge within Jonas, he found himself walking forward into the field. "You're hit, Jonas," Asher yelled from behind the tree. "Pow, you're hit again." Jonas stood alone in the center of the field. Several of the children raised their heads and looked at him uneasily. The attacking armies slowed, emerged from their crouched positions, and watched to see what he was doing. In his mind, Jonas saw again the face of the boy who had lain dying on a field and had begged him for water. He had a sudden, shocking feeling, as if it were difficult to breathe. One of the children raised an imaginary rifle and made an attempt to destroy him with a firing noise. Pshew! Then they were all silent, standing awkwardly, and the only sound was the sound of Jonas's shuddering breaths. He was struggling not to cry.
Yeah, so he's not having fun on this holiday, at least not at this moment. But they don't understand. It's just a game, a harmless little game. A day off game. Yay!
Yes, it's curious they play this game because they avoid these memories.
Yeah, it is curious to me why the community has allowed, with all the other things they've crossed off of anyone's awareness and they quell with pills, why they haven't or why they have not been able to stop this game. Why would they encourage such a thing?
I think it's weak logic here, because something strange, in this how they call sameness. In this sameness, children just have no place to get this game. So
Yeah,
it's
where did they learn it? That was my question earlier. Yeah.
yes, it's one thing. The second thing is, it's hard to explain, but why this game is bad? The boy run. It's okay. It's just a physical activity. Nothing bad here. For example, when
Sorry.
when I was a child, I have an imaginary weapon and I run around with other boys and my grandfather, who knows the war, who was a soldier, and it's the same situation like with Jonas, and he never stopped us. It wasn't something bad for him. He always encouraged us because he was who? Because he has no feeling. I don't think so. Because just it's before that, chapter, I don't know the gender of the author after all this book. Now I know.
Ah, okay. It's a woman. Yeah. The gender is now identified. All right, we're playing stereotypes here.
Yes. And Ivan always complained about the Russian stereotypes about Russian people.
Now you're sure it's a woman because.
Yes, too much sense, too much sentiments about not very big things.
Okay, that's another day and a half discussion. I won't go there. I will just politely say that we can agree to disagree.
Yes. But we saw something similar. That, you know, do you remember the comfort object? It was an animal. They didn't know them, these animals. The hippo or the elephant, but didn't know they're the same. Here
Right,
they
'cause
are
those
playing.
animals are not in existence as real, yeah.
They play this war game, but actually they don't know the real meaning of this game.
So it's just physical exercise, huh? They get to roll around on the ground and laugh. That's a nice thing. But it's not funny, and Jonas knows how not funny it is when you're really shot and rolling on the ground. Interesting. Okay, so I think we're back to my turn now. Any other comments, questions? So he was struggling not to cry. Gradually, when nothing happened, nothing changed, the children looked at each other nervously and went away. He heard the sounds as they righted their bicycles and began to ride down the path that led from the field. Only Asher and Fiona remained. "What's wrong, Jonas? It was only a game," Fiona said. "You ruined it," Asher said in an irritated voice. "Don't play it any more," Jonas pleaded or pled, either pronunciation is used. I'm the only one who's training for assistant recreation director. I'm the only one who's training for assistant recreation director, Asher pointed out angrily. Games aren't your area of expertise. Of expertness. expertise, Jonas corrected him automatically. And Holly is correcting it automatically as I read. Whatever. You can't say what we play, even if you are going to be the new receiver. Asher looked warily at him. I apologize for not paying you the respect you deserve, he mumbled. What's happening there?
That's what I told you, Holly, that Jonas cannot share his feelings, and he can explain why he doesn't like this game, because they don't know what's the real war and all the horrors of war.
And his friends don't understand.
And he cannot explain.
And he cannot explain, yeah. Challenge.
And now we know that possibly there is some list of games, which is expertise of assistant recreation director.
Okay, and that's how they learn, because yes. There is a director. Ah, you know, you're right. Well, no, they created this, though, for it's the first time there has been. So he's real important in his role. They created this role just for Asher because of his personality traits that they identified in his first 12 years. Interesting. But Asher is quite perturbed, annoyed, might be more precise language than angry. Maybe he's as angry, as mad as angry, but he's feeling like Jonas is pulling a power play, right? That he's a big shot now that he's a receiver. This is the sense, right? Maybe. And the apology, which Amen won't be used to, that we might be laughing, or I might be smirking and laughing at in this community, anytime you do say something that is not by the rules, you have to. Every member of the community has to say, I lost it. Where is it? I apologize for not paying you the respect you deserve. I apologize. There's a very formal statement that must be spoken immediately after you have such a minor infraction. Otherwise, you get in big trouble. But if you apologize politely, immediately, and they do it so many times a day, probably, that it becomes meaningless, but they have to speak it or else there's big trouble. So Jonas may not speak it anymore, but in this community, Asher still has to go by the rules, even when he doesn't want to. So, continuing?
Mm-hmm. Asher, Jonas said, he was trying to speak carefully and with kindness, to say exactly he wanted to say. You had no way of knowing this. I didn't know it myself until recently. But it's a cruel game. In the past, they have... I said I apologize, Jonas. Jonas sighed. It was no use. Of course, Asher could not understand. I accept your apology. Asher, he said wearily. Wait a second. Do you want to go for a ride along the river, Jonas? Fiona asked, biting her lip with nervousness. Jonas looked at her. She was so lovely. For a fleeting instant, he thought he would like nothing better than to ride peacefully along the river path, laughing and talking with his gentle female friend. But he knew that such times had been taken from him now. He shook his head. After a moment, his two friends turned and went to their bike. He watched as they rode away.
Jonas is not having a lovely vacation holiday day like he used to. Life is different now. Yeah, so I know V and W can be challenging, but this is one case where it's important. Lowly is a very different word, adjective, than lovely. And she was so lovely, very different from she was so lowly. So she was so lovely. So he has seen her red hair. He is enamored of Fiona, but he can't be, but he is in his dreams. And he likes this idea of a romantic holiday with Fiona. But he knew. Oh, poor Jonas. His friends do not understand. Jonas is not the Jonas they used to know.
I think he got used very fast to the situation.
Yeah. You agree, Gerard? Is he used to his situation?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, I want more people here who know this story to to start a debate.
We have the story in each family. Look at our children. He cry about nothing because you experience more, and you talk with them and trying to explain something. But it's the same situation.
Interesting. Similar, but I think Jonas has a lot of mixed feelings, mixed emotions, indecision in his mind. I think he's feeling very torn. But you two don't sense that, huh? I think he's feeling very torn. My perception. So we each are entitled to our opinions, but so pronunciation, bite, biting. So biting, where was it? Biting her lips somewhere, right? She was biting. I forget where we read that. Somewhere there was a biting her lip with nervousness. Yeah, so biting. And more questions, comments, or amen can continue?
Amen can continue.
Thanks, Kira. Jonas read to the bench beside the storehouse and sat down. Overwhelmed with feelings of loss. His childhood, his friendships, his carefree sense of security, all of these things seemed to be slipping away. With his new heightened feelings, he was overwhelmed by sadness at the way the others had laughed and shouted, playing at war. But he knew that they could not understand why. Without the memories, he felt such love for Asher and for Fiona, but they could not feel it back without the memories. And he could not give them those. And he could not give them those. Jonas knew with certainty that he could change nothing. Back in their dwelling, the evening, Lily chattered merrily about the wonderful holiday she had had, playing with her friends, having her midday meal out of doors. And she confessed, sneaking a very short try on her father's bicycle.
Okay, let's stop there. And just two pronunciation points. Sleep, slip. Sleeping, slipping. For pronunciation. And when you see words in parentheses, like she confessed, you read a pause for each parentheses. So she was playing with her friends, having her midday meal out of doors, and she confessed, sneaking a very short try on her father's bicycle. So in this community, you are not allowed to ride a bicycle until a certain age. And Lily is not yet at that age, but she's very close. And so she's not supposed to try riding on a bike, but she did. She confessed. And it's a sort of a joke in this community. It's the one rule that they're sort of allowed to break without getting in serious, without getting into serious trouble. Gerard?
Can I continue?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till I get my very own bicycle next month. Father's is too big for me. I fell, she explained matter-of-factly. Good thing Gabe wasn't in the child seat. A very good thing, Mother agreed, frowning at the idea of it. Gabriel waved his arms and the mention of himself.
I can just picture a little baby waving his arms when he heard his name.
He had begun to walk just the week before. The first steps of a new child were always the occasion for celebration at the nurturing center, Father said, but also for the introduction of a discipline word. Now Father brought the slender instrument home with him each night, in case Gabriel misbehaved.
Ah!
That's cruel.
Yeah, so as soon as you start walking, you're allowed to get whipped if you misbehave. No! No, they don't shout though, huh? Just no, don't do that. Until you learn not to. So I read it and I'm so, thinking back to how adorable that stage of childhood is when little babies first start toddling around and move from infant to toddler. So as soon as you go from infant to toddler, you're no longer nurtured in the same way. Now you bring home the slender little beating stick, the wand, the whip. And part of the nurturer's job is to beat. No.
Yeah, that reminds me of my childhood.
Mine too.
I had a horrible teacher. His way of teaching was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, every time that made a mistake, someone made a mistake. It was horrible.
What did you learn from that? I'm still not sure what I learned from my experiences. What do you think you learned from that?
I learned to be afraid of the teacher.
Yeah.
And cover your head with your arms.
Yes. Yes. Didn't always help a whole lot in my case, but yeah. Many cultures, still, teachers are allowed to strike students. And working with refugees, I learned that in many homes, one of the things parents need to be taught when they come in as refugees to this country is that they cannot discipline their children in the same way that they have been used to. And this reminds me of a horrible news story this week in a small town very close to where I lived in New York before I moved to Virginia.